This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 155 for Monday, November 25th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Monday morning, retreating from overnight gains. Canola down $3 to $6, the January contract down $2.90 at $589.30 per ton. Idea's canola was looking oversold after last week's sharp declines had underpinned the market overnight, with advances in Chicago soy oil also providing spillover support. However, soy oil is now down sharply as the day session gets underway, and that's pulling canola lower as well. End-user bargain hunting and a lack of significant farmer selling is slowing the losses, but the technical charts remain bearish after the January contract ran into resistance at $600 per ton. In the U.S., soybeans are still holding on to small gains despite the losses in soy oil, while corn and wheat are both lower. U.S. markets will be closed this Thursday for Thanksgiving, and participants will be busy squaring positions and moving to the sidelines ahead of the holiday. Soybeans, underpinned this morning by speculative short covering after hitting one-month lows last week, although the upside was limited, January up 2 cents at $9.86 per bushel. Relatively favorable South American crop conditions were limiting the advances, with soybean seeding in Brazil now at 86% complete. Corn futures slightly softer despite good export demand, as losses in crude oil weighed on the ethanol-linked grain. The March contract down 2 cents at $4.33 per bushel. The USDA did announce private export sales of nearly 500,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning, with most to be delivered during the current marketing year. Wheat lower across the board despite the escalating tensions between Russia and Ukraine, as grain does continue to move through the Black Sea. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in March at $5.96 per bushel. Kansas City 9 cents lower in the March contract at $5.56 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 10 cents in the March contract at $5.54 per bushel. Russian analysts SovEcon cut their call on the country's wheat exports this year to 44.1 million tons. That's from an earlier estimate of 45.9 million due to expectations for stricter export quotas. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, November 25th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.